This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from DTI, Defensive Training International, is, the instructor, the chief instructor, John Farnham. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, so nice to be here again.
Did I get it right? Defensive Training International, that's what it's called, right?
It's defense. You don't need the last syllable. Defense. It's just Defense Training International. Defense.
I always get it wrong. I know I always get it wrong. It's even worse when I'm with John Lott. I call his organization the Crime Research Prevention Center, which is actually Crime Prevention Research Center.
So, that's pretty flowery.
Yeah, it is pretty flowery. So how goes it? You've been doing a lot of training?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're busy, and I'm involved in consulting with lawyers on several cases. So, yeah, it's been busy. It'll be busy right through the end of the year.
Well, but that's always good, though. That's always good.
I don't like to sit around. I like to be busy.
And, sure.
I like to spread the sunshine and enlighten people. And I like to learn new things. So I'll stay active as long as I can.
Yeah. That's me too. So, do you have any joint issues?
Say again?
Do you have like knee issues, hip issues?
I've been advising my students. This is based on my experience with recent cases I've been involved in. I've been advising my students to, particularly since we're heading into an election year, to be very careful what they publish on Facebook and all the social media. Be careful what they even say in private conversation. When you're involved in something, statements you've made, particularly threatening statements, statements where you appear to be a cheerleader for some violent group or something like that, that will all come out. The prosecutors will discover that, and I've been doing this for a long time. Decades ago, when this stuff was brought up, judges would not let it in. It's irrelevant. We're not going to let the jury hear that. That has changed. And today, a bunch of irrelevant stuff about your personal life is going to come out at trial, depending on the judge and what he lets in. And so I'm advising people in my lectures to you've got to be very, very careful what kinds of statements are accredited to you.
Indeed. Of course, I'm in deep Kim Shield with that one because I've said some fairly inflammatory things, but that's my job. I hope they leave me alone just because it's my job.
Well, who knows? What they're going to consider a crime these days. But generally, you can express opinions and you can express controversial opinions.
Yeah.
But when you make what appear to be threatening remarks, particularly involving politicians, when you say things like, boy, someone ought to assassinate that guy. Oh, boy, that is not smart. And the various government agencies are very sensitive to stuff like that, especially during election year. And you'll probably end up regretting having said things like that.
We'll see. Right now, the Biden administration is they're petitioning the Supreme Court, and they did get a stay on the injunction, but on their social media stepping on.
Yes.
But they are, you know, the Biden administration gets rebuffed in a lot of ways. They don't get too many things. And this is one of those things where they're out there sort of every other court out there is has knocked them down. The Supreme Court, I'm sure, is doing something on the technicality, which sometimes I wish they wouldn't, but at the same time, as long as they're maintaining their rules and their procedures, I'm good to go.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem. I, you know, not having the benefit of a law school education, yeah. I'm not sure I speak with any kind of great authority on this, but I know that courts, even the Supreme Court, now are getting into areas that they never used to and moving outside of what were normally considered the rules. And so what scares me is that we've seen politicians weaponize all these things and, you know, manufacturing new crimes and looking for ways to throw their political opponents in jail, basically. And it's getting pretty scary. And I think we all have to be very careful about this. You know, you may think I have the rights and I have the right to say this and I have this right and that right. Well, you know, a lot of people may not look at it that way. And every prosecutor out there knows they have the power to bankrupt you. Number one, if nothing happens, they have the power to bankrupt you, and they know that. We just all have to be very careful at this point. I hate to have you have to say it like that. I sound like I'm speaking in Nazi Germany in 1936, but I tell you, it's getting the same way.
Yeah, yeah. That stuff that goes on with that, I pay attention to that. I pay attention to what they track people down on. Did you? What did you happen to think about Liberty Safes when they tracked down that guy here recently? Did you have any thoughts on that?
My personal opinion, yeah, Liberty is done. Liberty is finished. That was the dumbest thing they could have possibly done. And I think they're essentially out of business at this point, because I couldn't see anyone, you know, purchasing one of their products at this point. And, of course, they're all full of apologies and kind of like Bud Light, you know. I'm afraid it's a little too late. And so that was amazing. It's something I wasn't even aware of. I guess it makes sense that, manufacturers like that will retain a code in case the owner forgets his combination or dies or something like that, and his estate is trying to get in the safe. They can, after verifying everything, they can get access to the safes. But the way Liberty went about it here is pretty unwise, in my opinion. And I know if I bought a safe from them or anybody else, that would be the first thing I'd opt out of.
I would have thought that if that was their policy, they would have made somebody aware of that when they bought the site.
Yes, yes. They would tell you, you can, if you choose to do this, it's fine. It's a service we offer. But if you want to opt out, which I certainly would, they could give you the option. But, you know, we're finding out afterward, we forgot to tell you that. Whoops. I think they just stepped on it big time, and I don't see them recovering.
We'll see. We're going to see how they work out. But I mean, that's the government. The government is trying to find a short path any way they can, all the time when they can.
Yeah.
And I find that interesting that you're out there talking the talk, because a lot of guys in the training industry, they don't want to skew too political, but that's okay.
Well, you know, I think we all still have a right to express opinions. And we have a right to say unflattering things about certain politicians.
Sure.
It's when what you say is interpreted as a threat of some kind. That's when the Secret Service gets involved. And again, particularly during election year, which we're coming into here.
Yeah.
I think we all have to be very careful about that. I know a lot of people, it was just a joke. I didn't really mean it. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, $100,000 later, you may get an apology. But, again, they have enormous power to make your life miserable, and I would not push that.
Coming up on the first break, we're talking to John Farnham. We're about to get into the training talk, because that's really why I like John, because John is a no-nonsense trainer. The name of the company is Defense Training International, DTI. What is it, .org? What's the website?
It's DTI. It's defense-training.com.
Very good. Thank you very much.
That's where you find the webpage.
This is one of these classes I'm looking to take one day. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. Talking to John Farnham from Defense Training International. I've got a my first question. I think I already know the answer coming from you, John. But like one of the things that I've been trying to get back into is I went the other day and I had three ARs come from Spikes Tactical, three very nice AR-15s. And I wanted to take them out and, shoot them.
Yeah.
But I've concentrated so much on handguns over the years, though, that my I just grabbed the AR-15s, got some loaded magazines, threw them in the truck, and took them out to the range.
Yeah.
Didn't lube up the bolt carrier group at all. And after the second magazine, I was getting light strikes and nothing was happening. I was like, these brand new guns, this shouldn't be happening. Then I thought for a minute. Then I asked somebody if he had some COP or something, and then I pulled him apart. And everything was beautiful from that point on. I knew that I was in bad condition now. So I've decided, every time I go to the range now, I'm going to take an AR-15, and I'm going to shoot it.
That is a good policy. The AR-15, or the M4, as we call it today, is the most popular setup right now in the United States, among the United States military, of course, and in most all of Western civilization, military organizations. It's a gun that's been around for many decades. It's going to be around for the rest of my lifetime, I'm absolutely sure. And it's a gun that every American should be familiar with and know how to run. Fortunately, among military rifles, it is among the best. There's all kinds of arguments about, you know, which is best and all that, but it's certainly among the best. It is, it has many decades of service. Some of the initial problems with the gun, which are, you see with all guns, have long since been corrected. ARs have been made by the millions, broken, fixed, repaired, rebuilt, neglected, frozen, baked. And at this point, if you want a rifle for serious purposes, it's hard to find a better choice, in my opinion.
Well, one of the things I'm thinking to myself, I want to train in a two-gun setup with the sidearm.
Yes.
But I've thought many times, because I've asked you before, I've been like, John, how much spare ammo do you carry for your handgun? And yours is always whatever got my pockets.
Pretty much. I think, you know, you've heard me say this before, but as I travel, and I carry a gun in most places, as I travel around the country, the only caliber that makes sense is 9mm. There are many fine calibers, but when I'm sifting through the smoldering rubble of what used to be a Cabela's, I'm probably going to find some 9mm.
Right.
I'm not sure I'm going to find, cockeyed caliber that I think is wonderful, but it's going to be hard to find. So I think 9mm right now, anyway, is the best caliber to carry, at least when you travel around, for no other reason than you can find ammunition for it.
Same with 5.56.
And same with 5.56. Yeah. When you travel with a rifle, which I do, you know, when I fly around the country, I've got a M4 with me, or I've got a Robinson Arms, or I've got a VHS-2, which is called the Hellion. I've flown with all those rifles, and I have several rifles of several different calibers, which I like to shoot. But when I have a rifle for serious purposes in a hotel somewhere, it's going to be a 5.56 or 223, because I know I'm more likely to find ammunition for that than any other rifle or any other caliber, I should say.
So when you're in your two-gun setup, when you're up there and you're training to do this, and now I had this discussion with somebody, and I was like, so how much do I need to worry about the transition from the rifle to the handgun? And the first question I get asked is, why would you transition to the handgun if your rifle's still running?
Well, the transition to a handgun is an important part of our urban rifle training. And that's one thing we do a lot of in our courses. For those times when the rifle decides it doesn't want to work anymore, or you run out of ammunition. And transitioning to your pistol is faster than changing magazines in the rifle. There'll be no time to reload, and transition to your pistol is going to be much faster. So I think that's an important component of our skill, and I would never carry a rifle and not carry a pistol too, just for that reason.
Do you in your considerations? I'm going to assume you carry more ammo for your rifle just simply because that's going to be the more effective weapon.
Absolutely, when you have no choice but to shoot someone in order to save your life, I would much rather use a rifle than a pistol because the person you shoot is going to go down faster and they're going to stay down longer.
Right.
And I think I've said this before, that in any kind of fight for my life, you know, the longer this fight goes on, the more shot I'm going to get. So if there must be a fight, I want it to be over very quickly. And a rifle stands a much greater chance of doing that than nearly any pistol you can name. The pistol is small and convenient. We carry them around. But the rifle, of course, has more ammunition. It's more accurate. It's more powerful. It has all the advantages other than the fact that you can't carry it concealed.
Right. Well, for me, I was very, I wasn't real happy about what I discovered with the AR-15. Now, I have two right now that are sort of the serious ones I'm going to carry. One has an LPVO. And one has a red dot with a magnifier on it. Now, between those two setups, is there a one that you would find to be more advantageous?
Most people I know who carry, you know, right M4s, have red dot, non-magnifying red dots on them. You can get a swing-out magnifier. They all make them. But that adds a lot of bulk, and it adds another decision point.
Right.
And I've had them on rifles, and I don't even use one anymore because it's just one more piece of stuff hanging off my rifle that I don't need often enough to justify having it. Another option is a 1-4 optic. I don't see much need to go beyond four times in magnification, but a good 1-4 optic is fairly small.
Right.
And of course, you have close eye relief. That's one thing you can't get away from. But I have that on my VHS-2, which and again, I've probably said all this before, but the scope, the magnifying optic doesn't allow you to shoot better. It allows you to see better. You know, with iron sights or the red dot, I can't even tell what I'm shooting at beyond 75 meters. And if when there's what I think might be a threat, and they're at 100 meters and they have something in their hand, I can't tell what it is.
Right.
Through my red dot, I can crank up that magnification and maybe get the information I need to make a decision.
Right.
I would have no trouble hitting the target either way.
Right.
But the magnification gives me information, but at the price of bulk and, you know, so on and so forth.
And weight, yeah. Well, hang on for me, if you will. Defense Training International. Defense-Training International, is that what it is?
It's Defense Training International.
This is where
Mr.
Mr. Farnham and Vicky teach. They teach the classes. They teach the good people.
She's far more famous than I am.
I know. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. Airports throughout the U.S. on heightened alert following a car explosion on a bridge on the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials and will continue to work closely with them.
Eyewitnesses say a car accelerated directly into an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. Severe weather conditions are creating unsafe travel conditions today on Mid-Atlantic and Northeast highways. Flooding's been reported on several interstates, and wind gusts reaching 50 miles per hour pose the risk of falling tree limbs and potential power outages. The former leader of OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, set to make a comeback to the company that dismissed him just a few days ago. That brings an end to a brief yet tumultuous power struggle that sent shockwaves through the tech industry. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to John Farnham. Now, as part of what you do, as part of when you're talking to these people and everything, do you advise them about how to dress for success? Because in one of these situations that do pop up and everything, it's probably not it's not going to be a good thing if you're running around in a pair of Crocs and shorts and all this other stuff, and you have to get into all this stuff. I mean, you're going to want to. You're going to want to at least move laterally and do something about this. Do you ever get into that?
Oh boy, yes. I can't tell you the number of airports I've been in where you see these air travelers walking around in shower shoes and flip flops.
Yep.
If they had to hike a kilometer and a half, they'd be on bare feet. Of course, they never think about stuff like that. What happens if we have to hike out of here? Nobody ever thinks about that till it happens, and so. In general, I like to dress in a way that attracts no attention to myself. I like to be as invisible as I can be. But I like to wear sturdy shoes. I wear boots. I don't wear shoes. I wear boots. Because I like the support I get on my ankle. And I live in a place where there's four seasons. And once again, I see people walking around when it's below freezing, and they have a light shirt on or something like that because I get out of my car and I get right back in 5 minutes later. Who knows if you're going to get back in your car 5 minutes from now or
right.
5 hours from now. And you'll freeze to death real quick if you haven't planned better than that. And yet we see it all the time. People just don't think these things through.
Now, what about other things like considerations like my knees are so bad that like getting up in the bed of my truck, if you see me getting up in the bed of my truck without a pair of knee pads on, something really bad is going on because I'm going to be sucking up a whole lot of pain because of that.
Yeah. You'll find in my courses, I have people, I don't run, you know, it's not like running a military course where you're training teenagers. I have people of all ages, and I have students in their 60s and 70s and sometimes even older who can't even get down their knees anymore.
Right.
You know, when I tell them getting them kneeling, they can't do it. I'm getting to the point where I have a hell of a time doing it. You do what you can do. And in training, we try not to beat you up too bad. But knees take a beating. There's no doubt.
Do you think that an older person nowadays, and I still watch some of these kids that are, you know, they were Rangers 5 years ago, and now they have tactical training classes, and they can get down to the prone on one hand, boom, in the blink of an eye and everything. Can an older person do tactical movement without having that sort of a range of motion? Is there a way to adapt tactical movement? Is it going to be a little slower? What are your thoughts?
Right. What I advise students to do is adhere to Farnham's first rule of tactics, and that is do the best you can.
Right.
When getting down into a prone position or even a kneeling position with any kind of speed in and out is just not practical, well, then you have to stay on your feet. And you have to look for vertical cover, things you can get behind that don't require you to get down. And you have to adapt to whatever, you know, God in his infinite wisdom has seen to fit to give you. And so each student has got to be, you know, counseled like that. I set up a scenario problem where they have to shoot, then move, then shoot, then move. And I tell the student, well, you know, just do the best you can. If you can't get down, you can't get down. And maybe look for vertical cover. Look for other ways to solve the problem that's within your range of motion. And as I say, those young kids that were Rangers when they were 19 and now they're 29 discover that, boy, there's some limitations there too. We all get older by the day.
Sure, sure. I mean, plus whatever mileage you come with, that always adds to that as well.
You know, I tell my students, our goal in this class, we have two goals. One is to stay out of prison, and the other is to die of old age.
I think that's a splendid idea. Dying of old age is a good one. Of course, I was the recipient of the Farnham rule for staying out of trouble at SHOT Show a few years back when you told me, if you want to stay out of trouble, make sure you're at home in your own bed at 10 p.m. every day.
Oh, boy. Good things don't happen late at night.
No, they don't.
There's no doubt. And I've given this advice to students for years that, you know, by the time 10 o'clock rolls around, you should be in your own bed, sound asleep. But once again, when I give this advice to people who are married and they have a stable marriage and a stable life, that all makes sense. Imagine giving this advice to a bunch of 19-year-olds who are young and they're good-looking and the women won't leave them alone and they want to go out there and strike up romantic relationships and all that. Yeah, I get it. I get it. All I can say is that is far more dangerous now than it was when I was 19.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our society has unfortunately deteriorated a great deal since I was 19. And what I did back in those days that would be considered normal and safe is now extremely dangerous. And I have to tell these young kids, I don't know what to tell you, but my goal is for you to get to my age. Going around late at night with other people who like to be out late at night is not a formula for long life. Not now.
Yeah, I mean, I used to work as a bouncer at a nightclub, and the things we used to do to get people out of the nightclub, those are felonies now. You know?
I mean, you're lucky you lived through it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was in the 70s and the early 80s and everything. And, I mean, even that changed the last 50, 45 years, whatever it is. That has it's definitely a different time now. It used to be you could stay out all night and, well, you just get drunk on Miller High Life.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen no more.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is, that as your instructor, I'm trying to give you good advice.
Yes.
And, again, our goal is that you stay out of prison and you die of old age. And, being out, past midnight in nearly any place you want to name, is not consistent with that, to put it that way.
So, no, it isn't. So, anyway, we're going to get back into the tactical part of it, though. Now, you have carried a variety of handguns, although for the longest time you carried a Glock, right?
Oh, yes, and still do. I would have no compunction about carrying a Glock. You're certainly not going to go wrong with a Glock. It's just that a Glock is a very good pistol, but it's certainly not the only good pistol. There are many others out there that are every bit as good.
So, right now you're carrying a Remington. Is it the Remington MC2? Is that what you tell me?
It's a Mossberg.
Mossberg MC2?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had this now for most of this year, and it's been wonderful. I have no complaints. This feisty young company, well, not young, but they're this feisty gun company, Mossberg, has been around for a long time, and they got into this highly competitive market of cherry pistols and have come up with an excellent product. It is just excellent in every way. It's very Glock-like. But I've had very good service, and it's a gun that I can recommend. I've carried Shadow System guns, which are also excellent. I've carried Glocks, of course. I've carried the CZ, P10C. I'm trying to think guns I've carried recently. I've carried the Beretta AMX, I guess they call it.
Right.
Which is Beretta's version of the Glock. And I've carried SIG 320 I carried for quite some time. And I can recommend them all. They're all very suitable. And in America, we have choices. And my suggestion is just get your hands on lots of different ones and start developing your own opinions. But understand, one thing, the gun that saves your life may not be the one you're carrying. It may be the one that slides toward you across a barroom floor through the mud and the blood and the beer.
Right.
And you pick it up. And, so you should have every confidence you can run any gun that you're likely to come across, not just your favorite.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll be right back talking to John Farnham. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Farnham from Defense Training International. We were just talking about handguns. Now, is the reason that you have tried a variety of handguns because you never know what's going to come sliding across the floor through the beer and the dust and everything else? Or have you done this in order to have a better understanding for the guns that your students might be coming through with, or just because you can?
Yeah, the answer to all those questions is yes. This is America. You're going to run across a lot of guns out there, and you should have confidence. You can run any of them. You have your own preferences. I like some guns better than others, but you know, there isn't a gun out there I can't run. And if I run across it, right now, it's the best gun in the world because that's the one I'm going to have to use. And that's the attitude you have to have. When you come to my class, you'll hear me say this a lot. We don't get out here and look for an excuse to lose. We spend our time finding a way to win. So one of the exercises we do in our pistol courses is what we call battlefield pickup, where I take all the guns and just lay them on the table, and every student, including mine, and every student there gets to shoot every gun there. And I tell them, I like some better than others, but you know, my preferences are really irrelevant. You should start forming your own opinions on what things are most important to you, what things you like, what things you don't like as much, and then that'll guide you into what might be the gun you might select to carry around. But you have to have every confidence that you can be effective with any gun you might get your hands on.
I've tried a few of them. I have. I mean, after you started carrying the Shadow Systems, I tried the Shadow Systems. Except I found the Shadow Systems for what it was. I just found that to be. I just wonder why they wanted as much money for it as they did.
Well, you know, it's a, you might call it an ergonomically enhanced Glock.
Yeah.
It's very high quality. They run just fine. You can buy a Glock at a lot less price. It runs just fine too. So it depends on, what you like. I have several copies. I've carried them. I can't say enough about them. They just work fine. I've never had them fail. But I can say the same thing about Glocks, and they run fine too, and they're less expensive. So, once again, get as much experience as you can, form your own opinions, and then you'll be in a position to advise other people.
Now, just because I haven't ever asked you this question, see, I've got a couple of really nice pistols I could carry, but I went out the other day and bought the ugliest used Glock 45 I could find.
Excellent.
Yeah, in 9mm. I like that form factor, shorter slide, full grip. I like that. My problem with stock Glocks is there's a couple of things. First of all, I used to punch a lot of things with my right hand. So now my trigger finger, when I'm riding high up against the borax, you know, trying to drive into that fake beaver tail that they have. My trigger's coming down and diagonal across the trigger. So when I pull the trigger, I'm not pulling it straight back.
That's
the other thing I do is it seems like I tend to I can shoot a 17 round group into something about the size of a ping pong ball, but I'm low and left. Now you've probably seen that before. What do you think? What does it sound like I'm doing?
Having your finger, you know, slide across the trigger as you press it, or putting a little sideways pressure on the trigger as you press it is not ideal. I mean, the gun will still fire, and at the ranges we shoot, it's probably still fine, but it's less than ideal. The trigger, as you press a gun, the trigger needs to come straight flat back.
Right.
And you need to avoid putting sideways pressure on the trigger. As you say, at the ranges we shoot, that probably won't be a fatal error in most cases. And, among the manufacturers, this has come up, and most of the manufacturers of pistols still adhere to the cab trigger that the Glock has. Most of the manufacturers use that. The one I forgot to mention was Springfield Armory. You know, they make an excellent pistol too, and they the XD is it called. They're made in Croatia, and they're excellent. Most all of them use the trigger tab, and some people don't like the way the trigger tab feels.
Right.
And so I know Smith & Wesson and their new version 2 is, it's still a trigger tab, but they've kind of flattened it out and made it a little more pleasing to some people. There are very few people for whom this is critical. Most of us can get by. It won't be perfect, but it's close enough and we can get by. Once again, get your hands on a lot of different guns and say, well, I like this one better than I like the feel of this one better than the other because of my hand size and the way it fits on a gun and so on and so forth. But then, repeat to yourself, however, I can fire any gun and I can be effective with any gun. Any gun you put in my hands, I can still run. I just like some better than others.
Right. Well, I mean, the Glock, the reason I'm trying to make the Glock work, I've got a love-hate relationship with Glock. And the reason I want to make it work is because I have so many magazines for it. I have so many things to go with it. I have so many holsters to go with it. So many different ways to carry it. And the likelihood of me being able to find it, find magazines already loaded in the street, are probably pretty high.
That's a good point. And you know, if you get out in the range and you're shooting at 7 meters and your rounds are all going into a 10 by 5 inch rectangle in the center of the target.
Right.
I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about anything you have to do with that pistol. It'll work just fine.
Well, I have a set of sights coming for it. I'm going to upgrade the sights. And I've also got a tool to where I can get it out on the range, and if I have to drift the sight a little bit, I may do that. I may just drift the sight a little bit.
Or the alternative is, put a red dot on it, and that the red dot, as far as adjusting the sights, is a little bit easier than it is to adjust iron sight, but either way it'll work.
Yeah, that I have thought about it, but it's not cut for one already. And nowadays, I don't even know who cuts those anymore, since everybody out there makes a optics-ready pistol. So
I've had pistols come from the factory that were the sights were the iron sights. The sights were off. I mean, they were far from perfect. They test fire these guns at the factory, but I don't think all the manufacturers test the accuracy. They just press those sights on, and they're pretty close to the center, and so on and so forth. And I've had guns, when I shoot them at, 10, 15 meters, they're far from perfect. At closer ranges, they're probably fine, but, I've had to adjust non-adjustable sights. That is, put a sight tool on it and drift that rear sight a little bit, bring it in, because I've had it left and right. If you have adjustable sights, of course, that's a little bit easier. But the problem with anything that's adjustable is perpetually misadjusted, and that's
take it too far.
Yeah, they'll talk to people in military training. They'll tell you that the less things that are adjustable, the better off you are, because what's ever adjustable will be perpetually misadjusted.
Right.
And pistol adjustable sights on pistols are typically a little more delicate than fixed sights. And you can still adjust fixed sights. It's just you need a tool to do it, not quite as easy to do in the field that
right.
you're talking about.
Well, I've got something that'll drift him left and right, and I mean, if I'm going a little left and low, I'm probably going to want to drift this drift the rear sight a little to the left, aren't I?
Probably, but you know, before you do that, have someone else shoot it and see if they're doing the same thing.
Now, if they're not, if they're hitting center mass, what is my problem then? Is it just me?
Right. When you're a right-hander and you tend to shoot low and left,
yeah.
Before we start chasing this around with adjusting sights, I say let someone else shoot it. Let a left-hander shoot it and see if he's doing the same thing.
Okay.
Because a lot of times it's just, a little bit, you don't realize you're doing it, but when I watch a shooter shooting, I can usually tell he's pushing it forward a little bit when he shoots. And, of course, it doesn't go straight forward. If you're right-handed, it goes low and left.
Yeah.
I do the same thing, and I've had new guns, and they're low and left, and I said, oh, well, and it's me. It's not the gun. I just, wasn't careful enough. So
I'm running out of time here, John. That's going to have to be the last word. Good words for me to have heard. Thank you very much for your time. Defense Training International.
Right.
Check John out. Go sign up for a class.
Defense-Training International, yeah.
Defense-Training International.
.com.
.com. Go check him out. My regards to Ms. Vicki.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to share this with our listeners.
Absolutely, sir. It's my pleasure. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.